51 tonight. Amen. All right. Psalm 51, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. I don't know all the things, but I do know this tonight. If you don't talk to Jesus, your battery will get low. If you're not talking to Jesus, your battery will get low. And when you get ready to use it, all it'll be is like that right there. When you go to flip it on, it'll just be a red light. It won't be a green one. Tonight, Psalm 51, verse number 1, the Bible says that we need to talk to Jesus. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Psalm 51, 4. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Verse number 12, let's read this together. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me. Father, we love you and we thank you for this night. We thank you that we've come to the house and be able to talk to you tonight. Lord God, I pray as you lead this church that we do exactly what you've called us to do. I pray we get in line with you tonight, Father. Father, I pray tonight if there's one that needs to talk to you tonight, Father, I pray they don't wait to the time of invitation, but I pray they get talking right now to you, Father. Lord, I pray tonight that you guard my throat, guard my thoughts, guard everything that I would say here tonight. Let it be all about you and nothing about me. I thank you that we have an opportunity to talk to you on a daily basis. Have your will and way in this service. We're going to be careful to give you and nobody else all the honor, the praise, and the glory. I ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, sweet, and precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. As we come tonight and we look in Psalm 51, you know, as we come up to hear old Nicodemus, he came and he talked to Jesus when he got to where Jesus was. And then this morning, them four friends, they brought the man that had the palsy to Jesus. And when they got there, he said, "Thy sin be forgiven thee." And you know what? When we get to where the Lord is and we get talking to him and we get to be able to see what God will do in our lives, I don't know about you tonight, but I thank God that I'm able to talk to him on a daily basis. I thank God tonight that I don't have to go to some high priest here on this earth and carry my confession to you and talk to you, and then hopefully you'll get it to God. But tonight, when Jesus died on that cross, he tore down that wall of partition. He tore it down. He ripped it from the top to the bottom, and it opened up that line that we get to talk to God tonight. He opened it exactly up where we can go straight to the throne room tonight through our high priest, who is Jesus Christ tonight. But you say tonight, you say, "Preacher, why do I need to talk to Jesus, or why do I need to talk to God?" And tonight, when we get in that conversation with him and we get talking with him, there's some things in our life that'll build up. And tonight I want to show you why the psalmist, he talked to God. And tonight you may need to talk to God in a way tonight that you say, "I just need God to show up in my life." I don't know about you tonight, but I read about the psalmist tonight, and this being King David, and you know what King David done? Not only did he do a lot of sin in his life and done a lot of good things, but he found himself that he needed to talk to God. And number one tonight, as we look, David, he talked to God because he had confidence in God. He talked to God because he had confidence in God. Have you ever told somebody something and you put your confidence in them and you wanted to talk to them about something and you wanted information and you wanted it to be, you just asked for information? Well, when he got here tonight and we see in Psalm 51, verse number 1, when he came to God, he had confidence in God. Look what he says here. He says, "Have mercy upon me, O God." O King David, he went straight to God and he said, "I want you to have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness." He said, "God, I've come to you with my confidence, and I'm asking you to do something in my life." And when you come to God and you ask him to do something tonight, you can be assured tonight that he's going to meet that need that is in your life tonight. He said, "According unto thy multitude of thy tender mercies. He said, blot out my transgressions or blot out my misbehavior. He come to God. He had confidence in what God could do in his life. Oh, David, he had come here and he knew he'd done sinned against God. He knew he'd done committed adultery. He done committed murder. He done all these things, and he needed to have confidence in somebody that could do something about it. And he came here and he said, oh God, have mercy upon me. You know what I've done, and I need you to have mercy. Hey, you know what, tonight I thank God that no matter what I do in my life, I can come to God tonight and I can have confidence that he will answer my prayer when I come to God. Hey, I want you to know tonight, I love this. He says, wash me in verse number 2. He said, I got confidence tonight. Not only can I call on God, but God will wash me. He said, how does he want me to wash me? I want him to wash me thoroughly. That means I want him to wash me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. He said, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. You know what in life today is? When we get to that place in our life and we have confidence in God, we can talk to God. You know why we don't talk to some people in life? Because we don't have confidence in them. But tonight, we got confidence in God tonight. And David said, when you get to where God is and you start having a little talk with God, you can have confidence that he'll answer that in your life. You know that song, let us have a little talk with Jesus? Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I thank God tonight that we have that confidence and we can talk to God. We can talk to God on a daily basis. And I told him in the revival this week, I believe tonight that we need daily help a whole lot more than we need dramatic help. If you don't let it get dramatic in your life, that tells me that you or I, either one, I've not talked to him daily. But when I stay in conversation with him and I have confidence that he will answer in my life, tonight I got that confidence in God tonight. Tonight as we get to the text tonight, I want to give you this. When David come here, he says, I have confidence in what God can do. I have confidence that he'll show me his loving kindness. I have confidence that a multitude of his mercies will blot out what I need in my life. Tonight, I want you to get this tonight. And I love this. He said, I want you to forgive me of my transgressions. I want you to wash me from that. As we went to that revival and we've been on the mission trip, I've seen in my life a lot of things that I've had to have a lot of conversations with God in the last past 2 weeks. And there's one conversation that, and I've told this before, but I want to emphasize this and get you to understand what I'm talking about tonight, having confidence with God. As we was on that trip in Illinois and we preached that message that morning, I've done told this, but I want to tell it to the core tonight. And as we were sitting out there under that canopy and we was cooling down, and that man showed up and he had came to that place, I want you to know that he had listened to that message, what God had laid on his heart, and he was in a dark place. He was in a desperate place. And he said, you know what, preacher, when he walked up, he said, I've come looking to tell you that you was the messenger that was sent from God to read my mail. He said, I have been David, and you was my Nathan. And when you started talking about having offenses inside the church, that nailed me right on the part. And he said, I'm a pastor of a church, but I had to come here and let you know that the word of God has touched my life. Friends, tonight, when the word of God touches your life, you will have a conversation with God. Amen? He says tonight that you have confidence in that conversation. But as that man come, I thought about this. Just come to Jesus and talk to Jesus. Look at this tonight. You said, preacher, how do I talk to Jesus? Just talk to him. Just talk to him. There's no special way. There's no specific way. You just talk to him tonight. But look at this tonight in verse number 3. Not only did I see the psalmist had confidence in God, but the psalmist had a confession to God. If I in my life, if I don't get to the place that I confess to God, I am most men miserable. When I keep that on the inside, and I keep that boiled up, and I keep that bottled up on the inside, it ain't long, it'll fester. But I see his tonight, look what he says in verse number 3. Not only did he have confidence in God, but he had a confession to God. I have confidence to tell God anything in my life when I confess it to him. He said, if you confess your sins, I'll faithfully and just forgive you your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. The psalmist come here, and I want you to know when he came to this place, he said, no, I only have confidence, but I have a confession to God. When that man walked up there and we were sitting there, he said, where's Brother BJ? I need to see Pastor BJ. I pointed over at Kyler. Man, this is good. I pointed over at Kyler. I said, there he is. He said, oh no, that's not the preacher I seen on Facebook. And as he come into that room, not only he done had confidence in God, not only he done confessed to God, but he said, I got to tell you what God has done in my life. And when he walked up, he had drove 45 minutes to that place that we was at. And I want you to know this tonight. I believe that we all get to this place in our life if we're not careful. We're a family here. We're a family, and we stay together a pretty good bit. And if you're not careful, you'll get offended at one another. You'll get offended. You'll get upset at one another. And he said, I've been offended at my church. I've been offended at members. And I'm telling you, I've done got to a place that I had to talk with God. And I had to get to that place where I had confidence that he would listen, and I had to confess to him. And as he got talking at, David Barnes was standing there, and I seen them tears start flowing down this man's face. And it wasn't long, because he had done talked to God, he could talk to somebody else. And he started telling how he asked God to forgive him and how he had asked his church to forgive him. Friends, tonight I want you to know, when you get in a conversation with God, he'll make everything right. Amen? As that man walked away and he left, he gave me his card. And in the back of my phone, I got that card stuck in there where you can see it. I pray for that man every day. You know why? It don't matter if you're in the pulpit or you're in the pew. Things come in your way. Things are coming to your life. You're either in a storm, you're either headed to a storm, or you're coming out of a storm. And I want you to know the only way to get through that storm is that you got to have confidence that God will lead you through that storm. And when you confess it to him, he will see you through it. Amen? He says tonight, look at this, for I acknowledge my transgressions. He said, I'm not hiding nothing back. I've come to you, God, and I confess this. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. He didn't pin it on nobody else. He said, my sin is before me. I confess tonight that my sin is before me, and I want you to do something about it. I want to ask you tonight, how long has it been since you got to God and said, God, I confess, and I want you to do something about it? If the only time you confess is when you got saved, you're miserable right now. Man, that's on my behalf, it's a daily confession. I don't know about you, but it's daily confession. There's daily in my life. He says, for I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Look in verse number 4. Against thee. Man, he's talking to the one that he knows he sinned against. Look what he says. Here's his confession. He's got confidence. He's done built his confidence up. He's going to share his heart with him. You be careful who you share your heart with. You listen to me tonight as your pastor. You be careful who you share your heart with tonight. You be careful tonight who you share your heart with tonight. You know what David did? He done committed adultery. He done committed murder. He done messed up. He done slipped up. He done got in a bad place. And he couldn't tell nobody what was going on. He done hid it from everybody. But he got in this place and he got along with God. And he got confidence that he could tell God what was going on. And he's fixing to confess and say, Lord God, I need help. You know what tonight? Everybody don't need to know my business. Everybody don't need to, woo, glory to God, hallelujah. Everybody don't need to know your business. But there's one person that does, and his name's God. Amen. Well, I'm telling you tonight, when you get along with him, when you start sharing your business with him, it'll be took care of. Amen. I go around this room tonight and share my business with everybody in this room. It won't do a bit of it. It won't. You know what it'll do? It'll get you heavy weighted. It'll get you heavy weighted. It'll get you heavy weighted. But I tell you this, I can take it to God and have confidence when I confess to him. He'll do something about it. Amen. He will cleanse that beggar. He'll clean that beggar. He'll put a clean slate at their foot. He said, I have acknowledged my sin and it's before me. You talking about a confession. He said, Lord, me and you just have a thought. We can have a little talk with Jesus. We just can get ready. I wonder when was the last time you just had a little talk with Jesus. Just a little talk with Jesus. It makes everything right. Amen. Look at this in the text tonight. He said they came to Jesus. But he talked to Jesus. Look what he says. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. He said, I want what you have for me. And look what he says. Behold, he said, I want you to listen. I was shapen. He said, Lord, I know that I was shapen in iniquity, and I know that in sin did my mother conceive me. He said, I know this in my life. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts. He said, you want what's on inside of me. He is confessing his heart. Lord, you know what's in my heart. You know what's deep down on the inside, and I'm confessing it tonight, and I want you to do something about it. Man, I'm telling you tonight, I thank God tonight he can do with what's on the inside. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity in verse number 5, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. I understand tonight there's two parts, amen? Look at this in verse number 6, if you will. He says tonight, when you start confessing, we've got to have confidence that you can get to both parts of your heart tonight. There's two parts, David said. David said, Lord, there's two parts to what's going on right here, and I want you to check both of them. I want you to get down in both of them, and I give you the authority to go down there and check what's on the inward part. He said, what's deep down inside of me, I want you to check that. I want you to get down to my heart. I want you to get to my soul. I want you to get to my mind. I want you to get to my spirit. And if there be anything in that inward part, Lord God, I want you to remove it. I'm confessing it to you right now. And there may be something in there that I don't know about, but if you'll bring it to my memory, I'll do something about it. I'll confess it to you. Oh, but look here. He says in verse number 6, behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts. And he said, but Lord, I don't want to stop there. He said, I want to get on down to the hidden part. And that's where the rubber meets the road tonight. If you're going to talk to Jesus, it can't only be about the inward part, but it's got to be about the hidden parts. It's got to be about what's hidden deep down in that heart, deep down in that soul. It's got to be what's hidden deep down in there. Folks, tonight, I want you to know this as your pastor. I don't want nothing hidden in my heart from God. Whatever I hide from Him, He's going to bring out publicly. You walk in sin, it's going to show up eventually. It's going to come out. David knew this. You say, preacher, how do you know that? How do you know that? It may not come out, but it'll come out eventually. It comes out. David said this night, behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part. I want you to get down into the inward part of me, and in the hidden part, make me to know wisdom. He said, make me know I can't hide nothing from you. No matter where I go or what I do, I can't hide nothing from you. I want you to get down to that hidden part of my life. That thou shalt make me to know wisdom. I'll share this with you tonight. We need to talk to Jesus or talk to God. Number one, because you have confidence in Him. Number two, you can confess to Him. You can confess to Him. You have confidence, you can confess to Him. But number three, you'll only get a cleansing from Him. You will only get a cleansing from Him. When you get along with God and you confess, you'll only get a cleansing from Him. Tonight, when David got here, he knew. I'm talking about a king. He didn't have to bow down to nobody. He was king. But there was something living on the inside of David that he just couldn't get past. And that was the Spirit of God. Tonight, I want you to know as your pastor, as a born-again believer, and you are too tonight, there's some things we just can't get past. And that's the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us tonight. That's the Holy Spirit that lives deep down inside of us tonight. We just can't get past it. And tonight he says this. He says he had confidence in God. He had confession to God. But he got a cleansing from God. And here's the cleansing that he wanted in his life. Look what he says. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me. Wash me. And I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness. That the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. I want to stop right there. I've had a broken spirit before, and you have too. I'd rather a man hit me right between the eyes, come on, than my spirit be broken. Listen to me. Physical hurt is nothing. Physically hurt, listen to me, is nothing compared to being broken spiritually. When that spirit, David said, I'm telling you, I can't keep walking with this broken spirit. I can't keep walking this way. Physical gets over, but spiritual, I'm telling you, when that spiritual man is broken on the inside, he has got to have help and he's got to have a cleansing. He says this in verse number 8, make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sin and blot out all my iniquities or all my sins. Blot them out. And here's where we get to when he says, I need a cleansing. He said, when you've done all this in my life and you've mended back what's been broken, he said, here's what I want. This week, when you get alone and you talk to Jesus, I want you to just pray this prayer to Jesus. Say, God, in Jesus' name, I want you to do this in my life. I've never seen a time where Christian people are as broke as they are now. Man, we broke. I'm putting my name in there. We broke. It's on every corner, man. It's like you can't get over one battle for another battle. You can't get over one obstacle for another obstacle. It's on every corner you turn. Families are hurt. Feelings are hurt. Friendships are hurt. Man, this stuff's hurt on every corner. And old David said, hey, I've got something I've got to confess, Lord, and I need a cleansing. And here's what he said in verse number 10. He says, create. And that only comes from the God. Because you know why he told him to create? Because he is the creator. You see, he didn't go to man and say, man, create me something that I can help. He said, no. He went to God. And he said, create in me. He didn't worry about his neighbor. He didn't worry about nobody else. He said, I want to start with me. Tonight, as your pastor, I want to start this prayer with me. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Create in me a clean heart. To get that clean heart, you've got to have confidence that God's going to do it. You're going to have to be willing to confess it, that he'll cleanse that heart. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. He said, not only my heart, but my spirit. I want it to be new, and I want it to be cleansed. He says, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. He said, you can take anything you want, get anything I got, but I know where my power comes from. It comes from the Holy Ghost. You see, God's in heaven on his throne. Jesus came and died, and he ascended back to the Father. He don't walk amongst us here today. But you know who does walk amongst us and walks and lives inside us? The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. David said, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. He said, I know where my power lies, and it lies in that Spirit that lives inside of me. He says this, he says, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore, there he goes again. He wanted to be renewed, but he wanted to be restored. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And uphold me with thy free spirit. He says, I want to be restored the joy of thy salvation. When I wake up in the morning, I want to have joy. When I go to lunch, I want to have joy. When I go to bed at night, I want to have joy. Tonight, joy is the key in your life, because the joy of the Lord is your strength tonight. And there's one thing, oh, Satan, wanting to get from everybody in this building, that's your joy, not your happiness. Happiness and joy is not the same. Happiness is not the same as joy. Joy is when you know that your name is written in heaven. Knowing that you're born again, knowing that he's created something inside of you that's bigger than you. And look at what he says he'll do in verse 13. I'm not going to stay here all night, but I'm just going to share. When you have a little talk with Jesus, number one, you have confidence in him. He'll listen to you talk. Number two, when you confess, he'll answer. He'll listen. And number three, he'll cleanse you. From the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. But I learned something here. While David was in this spot, he couldn't help nobody. He couldn't help nobody. Tonight, as long as the devil's got you hurting and helpless and all that, you can't help nobody. You're not helped. You're hindered. You can't help. That's where I need my life sometimes. When I get a pity party over me, you know what I'm talking about. I'm not a help. I'm hindered. Where am I help? And I get to that place where I say, oh God, when I get up and I go, restore me to the joy of thy salvation. Lord David said in verse 13, he said, here's what I do. Here's what I do. Lord, you just restore me. Here's what I do. Then will I teach transgressors my way. He said, Lord, as long as this is inside of me, I can't teach somebody else. Lord, as long as I'm not talking to you and I'm not confessing you and I can't teach somebody else how to do it. If you never went to God with confidence and confessing him and let him cleanse you, you can't tell somebody else how to do it. You got to get there and you say, I know how to get there. I know I've been there. And you have the same inside of you. Then will I teach transgressors my ways. And sinners shall be converted unto David. When David went and had a talk with Jesus, he said, Lord, I was being honest and I'm being, and I need help. We're fixing to build a new building over there. We're going to need help. Amen? We're going to need help. We can't build that. We can't. It's going to take God to build that building. When you go through a building, it's going to take God to keep unity in the church. It's going to take God. We'll slow down here just for a minute. We had a nominating committee meeting this afternoon, and we went back in the room and we went over our teachers and stuff. This is my ninth year working on my tent. This is bigger. Ninth working on my tent. And this is the first year that's been this stuff. It's just the things I call a kickball. Sister Angie, I call it probably a kickball. Brother Joey, I probably call it a kickball. Who else is in that? This time, I call it a cakewalk. Instead of people stepping down, they stepped up. Coming through COVID and all that we've been through, I thought, man, I don't know what this year brings. But very, very few spots open. Very few spots open. Very few spots open. And I want you to know tonight, that's a testimony.
God's doing in the lives of the people here in this church. Very few spots open. And tonight I want to give you this before we leave. You make sure the church, I'll make sure the pastor, that I continue to talk to Jesus. I'm continually talking to God. That we may lead somebody exactly where he is. Tonight what we're going to do, we're going to have a time of invitation. We're going to gather around this building tonight. And my number one prayer, God, is pray for